Well, that went about as well as any scrap, guys. Crevin's having an almighty sook. And we took some knocks. But we need supplies. And Maidstone provides.
You are aboard the Moose, cruising towards your next destination, which happens to be the Maidstone Station, a service satellite not far from Valkverden. Momo, as you sit in your captain's chair on the bridge of the ship, you hear a biddling chime come from the console.
Yellow, hello. No, that's not the word. Is it the kind of ship where I can see the incoming billingerling and who it might be?
Biddling signifies a notification chime from Fundamental.
Oh, I would like to check it, please.
You see that the credits have been deposited into your account, and you have received a thumbs up rating from the Duggan brothers.
Oh, yes.
With an accompanying review that just states, "Such a brave boy."
Yes. Fucking nailed that job in one.
Pizza oven. Where are you taking Koff?
Pizza oven's taking Koff through to the walk-in freezer where all the pizzas are kept. Pizza oven is slightly perturbed by the thought that Koff might never have tasted a pizza before. We're going to fix that.
Threatening.
Pizza oven notices that Koff seems unsteady on the moving ship and says...
He's on three limbs.
Oh, cool.
The fourth one's holding the stick.
Can I assist you? May I hold your hand?
Quite low.
It extends and his little arm goes out. Little tubally arm. As high as possible.
She doesn't like taking her arm off of the ground, but she sort of reaches, taps it once and then tries again and this time manages to grab it.
Okay.
But is still keeping her center of gravity very low.
I've got to be honest, Pizza Oven's not the most supportive robot to be. To the freezer, which is probably almost entirely full of frozen pizzas.
Yeah, it's a freezer.
Yeah. Yeah, a freezer. Yeah, but
what else do you use those for?
Standard. You didn't have to say the second bit.
Oh, the sad world of Koff intersected with the sad world of Paul. Big in it.
Oh, yes, a very big walk-in freezer. I'm very happy with it.
It's cold.
Yes.
It's like night, isn't it?
Is it? I've been on a ship for most of my life.
Koff just looks at the ship and reaches into a pocket and holds out some sand to Pizza Oven. It's good.
Pizza Oven tries to pick some up with its pincer and it's just like...
Oh, no.
It just keeps sort of... Can't really take a handful.
It's fine. She watches you trying to pick up the sand and it slipping through your sort of pinches and then nods approvingly as if this is what's meant to happen.
This goes on for quite a while.
Koff waits and finds reassurance in the sort of tinkling of the sand.
Mm-hmm.
It's the thing that makes the most sense to her since she got on this ship.
Anti-comedy.
Okay. That's good stuff. Now, important question. Hawaiian or super Hawaiian?
What's the difference?
Want to go back?
I would like to know the difference as well.
More Hawaiian?
All right, yeah.
Okay, sure, fine.
Can I take that to be more pineapple or?
Whichever bit of a Hawaiian you like best.
Okay, all right.
No, they bred a pig and a pineapple together. It's fruity. No, it's fruity. There's no real pigs anymore. It's space. Mm.
She considers this for a moment, looks in the face and says, yes.
pizza oven sticks them both in.
Nice.
Double pizza.
She stares through the sort of, I imagine, relatively filthy glass.
Yes.
On the front of pizza oven.
Blood smeared.
Blood smeared. Yeah, desert shipped.
We haven't cleaned Poe yet. Oh.
Yet. Since knowing Poe.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's a bit grimy.
He keeps saying we'll do that.
Oh, we really must clean that up. I assume he lies there.
Oh, you're making a creme brulee, right? So you've got to be near the kitchen.
Yeah, yeah. I'm near the kitchen. Fuck it.
You're out in the hallway.
It's a big flame. I try to keep my distance.
Yeah.
Eli, could you give me a grit check? Rolling against the odds.
Okay.
I want to see if your agitation gets the better of the delicateness that is required to make a creme brulee.
Okay, so does that mean I roll three and take the worst two?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. You can do it.
Seven.
Oh.
Dang it.
So, yeah. You are just mixing ingredients incredibly aggressively. They're not quite combining because you are not whisking with
binding?
The right consistency.
I'm combining. Yeah. Yeah, well, he's got Mary Berry on as ever. He's trying to follow along. Then he's like muttering on. He's like, I know I get scrambled. I'm tempering the eggs, damn it. I'm tempering. And he's just like sloshing in cream way faster than Mary Berry's doing it on the screen. He just sets it down. Stubs out a cigarette, lights another one almost instantly. The hovering fan ashtray is just full, just all this cigarettes sticking out of every hole, nook and cranny there is.
Mm-hmm.
Also, Sarah, with blues checks, do I get a blues check under I hold myself back from violence that used to be second nature to you?
Yes.
Ooh.
Sick, because I tried to be non-violent with the kid that's dead.
Is the entire goal of this game to acquire blue checks? Because I didn't even pay like $7 for one of those.
Oh,
dang.
Really good, Paul. Really good.
What I like most about it, I think, is that it's topical.
So, blues check. Give me 2d6 plus grit.
Okay. That's a 12.
Yep. On an 8 plus, you gain 1 blues.
Fucking through the roof, mate. You can see the veins in his neck and forehead popping out as he chain smokes, lighting a new cigarette off the previous one.
Sarah, remind us what blues do.
I'd be happy to.
And by us, I mean me.
And me.
And the audience.
But also the audience.
A character makes a blues check whenever something terrible happens to them. It's a measure of stress and turmoil for you outlaws. There are three triggers related to your character's troubles, but truly anything that saddens you may call for a blues check. Once per arc, if you have at least 8 blues, you can declare one of your troubles is brewing, which will give you certain advantages going forward in that scene.
Cool.
There are a number of ways to assuage your blues, from a violent altercation, indulging in a vice, or even just confronting your troubles head on. Once you've resolved your troubles, your blues will reset to 0, and you'll either gain a new trouble and a gambit, restore all missing hearts, or increase a stat by 1.
Cool.
So anyway, yes, Goodman succeeded on his blues check and has gained 1 blues.
So veins popping out of his face and his neck and chain smoking, he is sloshing cream arrhythmically into what is quickly becoming scrambled eggs, just stirring and getting more heated, and then he just very quickly slams the whisk down. And if Poe and Koff are, just coming out of the freezer, they'll see him just hunched and tense over
a bowl of eggs.
over a bowl of scrambled eggs.
Yeah.
And you can just see that his back rising and falling as he tries to calm himself.
Oh no. Eli de Coco, you appear stressed.
Poe, I'm so sorry that you had to see that just now. And hear what you heard back on Valkverden.
Why?
Because that ain't what responsible folk are supposed to do. You see, when folks disagree, when they have difference of opinion, grown-ups, they talk through their differences. They don't get angry, they don't make threats. But I'm ashamed to say that I lost my cool pole, and that ain't right.
Maybe you can find it in the freezer.
Hey, you know, I ain't near thought of that.
It's very cold in there.
You know, that might just do it. And he walks over. I assume the door's already open, and he just takes a couple of sheepish steps into the walk-in freezer. It might take a minute.
Okay. I'm going to shut the door to keep the cold in.
wait, no. He just blocks it with a beefy arm and he steps out and he goes, I just might do this later.
Beefy arms in there?
For Sunday roast.
I might just take care of this later. Look, Poe, Kolf. I realize that I can be idealistic, but whatever I think about what Krevin did, I just know that he was protecting us and that whatever it is, I should have been more responsible. So I'm sorry to both of you.
Okay.
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 You doing fine?
Yes.
You are quite blood covered.
Oh.
And he struggles to look down at his own front. He doesn't really have much of a neck.
Oh.
Take my word for it.
I appear to have sustained some dents.
Oh, no. I'll lay my buff out.
I shall find an engineer at the station. Do not worry. You already seem quite worried. I do not want you to worry about me. I am okay. How do you like that pizza?
How'd you like that pizza? So have you served me the pizza? Because last
time... I assume so.
Referenced it, we were just staring into it, which I kind of imagined continued throughout that entire interaction you just had.
Oh, sorry. I have not cooked it yet. Close the door. 90 seconds.
Stand there for another
minute.
Yep.
Kolf continues to stare at it. It's more interesting this time around.
Well, there's a light now and the thing is spinning.
Well, Poe, that's mighty sweet of you. You don't have to worry about me, but I appreciate that. Don't you worry. I will worry about you for free. That's real easy, Poe. I care about you. Look at him go.
Poe isn't sentient. Did we establish that Poe isn't sentient when he's cooking?
No, he is. Yeah. He just can't say anything.
Eli and Kolf are just staring at the spinning pizza.
So, how you finding the ship? He says to Kolf.
Big.
Yeah. Yeah, it is quite big. Not as big as a desert, I suspect, but it's home.
What's outside?
It's a pretty deep question. I mean, some say there's next to nothing out there. Nothing but cold space, no air, instant death. But other than that, there are some pretty cool things out there, too. Like, there was an orphanage out on a planet Horizon, for example, that... Well, once we found a dead rat there and, we ain't never seen nothing like it. Some of the boys said that we should have cooked it up and eaten it, but I draw the line. I do draw the line.
Kolf thinks about that.
Mm.
Nothing. Deadly. Rats. Like desert.
That's true.
Relatable.
But you'll see. You'll see. There's plenty of light.
We go outside?
Can do. Nah, I wouldn't recommend it right now unless you don't want to see no more of the universe, but there will be times you'll see. You'll see those lights from miles off. They light up the horizon. Things they promise, Kolf. Let me tell you. You ever been to planet Tropicana? Can't even describe it.
Fucks it now. She points at pizza oven. Light?
I mean, Pope certainly is a light. Has been as long as I've known him. One of the few lights I know that don't go out. until it does, but metaphorically it stays on. That's for sure. It's a long 90 seconds, huh?
Yeah.
Ding.
Two pizzas in there. We just.
Oh, you have to do double.
He's doing them for 3 minutes, yeah. Actually. Yeah.
Oh, right.
Cough points at the timing dial that's turning. Like, slow.
Yeah, maybe, but I guarantee once you got that hot melted cheese bread in your mouth, it's gonna be worth it.
Ding!
Not too quick, though. You be careful.
Ding!
Pizza oven slides out the little pizza tray, pulls the pizzas out, cut. Presentation.
Oh.
Look at that.
Describe the pizza Koff is now looking at.
Well, it's a Hawaiian with a super Hawaiian stacked on top.
Oh, I love it when he does that.
They've sort of coagulated together in the microwave.
Oh, shit.
But they are steaming. The cheese is melting everywhere. The crust is soggy.
It's not crusty.
It's a perfect, you know what? It's hot and it's ready.
Put it in terms that I can relate to, Jen. You know, are we what? Talking Dr. Oetker?
Oh,
are we talking in Iceland?
We're talking terms that Paul can relate to, not Koff.
It's not a kebab.
Koff doesn't know what the fuck this is or what she's expected to do
right,
with
I'm
it,
gonna,
but I need to know.
I'm going to be honest. It probably is like Dr. Oetker. We're talking Dr. Oetker. We're not talking a Franco Manca. We're not talking a Christina Imolica. Okay.
It's not a ristorante.
No.
We're not talking the most prestigious pizza company in the universe, Mamma Mia Pizzeria.
Mamma Mia Pizzeria. You know what it is, Paul Salt. You know what it is.
And it's been sliced.
It's been sliced. What do you think the pizza slice is for?
Okay.
I mean, well, it's also used for surgery if necessary. Yeah. But...
And weaponry.
Weaponry, yeah. If necessary, yeah.
And a push.
Opening letters if necessary, yeah.
But not right now. Right now it's for sharing food with friends.
Yes, it is.
Okay. Koff just looks at the at this thing.
I imagine that Koff is hit by like some things are just so intrinsically human that the smell of a pizza, even though you've never smelt a pizza before, is just going to be
or cheese or bread
is just going to immediately like speak to some like animal part of your brain that's like, yes, eat it. That smells good.
Yes, maybe she does ensure that this is meant to be food. So she does, yeah, sort of look back up and then looks down at the pizza and like maybe just like pinches a sort of wad of pineapple from it with cheese on it and sort of extracts it directly up and eats it.
How hot is it?
Yeah.
Scalding. It's pineapple.
It's fine. She eats hot stuff.
She eats sand.
Desert stuff.
Yeah.
Sun-baked. Sand. Eating more sand than you can...
Stand.
You can fucking shake a stick at. And she's shaking a stick at more sand than you could eat.
So much else to do in the desert, is there? You know what? Today I'm going to shake my stick.
That was good.
It's going to be a good day.
It's good.
Right.
It's good.
It's good. She continues to do this with the pineapple.
You
and then the ham.
You should try picking it up. Take a big bite.
She intuits the sort of crust is meant to be used as a handle.
Yes.
And sort of picks it up and allows it to dangle. And then eats it crust first.
Monstrous.
Back to the desert, dirt child.
Pizza sinner. Throw her out the airlock.
So, as you watch Koff figuring out the mechanics of just how to consume pizza, you remember your ship duties other than cooking pizza.
I've got two duties on this ship, chefing and healing.
Yeah, I got shot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Does it come over the PA, like the PA?
No.
I got shot, by the way.
Oh, I have just remembered I must tend to the captain.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, we should all probably check on her.
Good idea.
Mm.
The captain likes it when we all come to say hello.
When we crowd around.
Yes.
Koff grabs a fistful of pizza.
Take it all. It's all for you.
Just two fistfuls of pizza.
I can take this with us. He takes the tray.
She offers you a fistful of pizza.
Oh, that is kind. He takes it and just holds it. He holds it in his free hand.
Yummy. What a little band we are as we troop cheesily through to the bridge.
That's how I travel.
Almost makes me forget about that horrific execution-style murder. Almost.
There's nothing pizza can't fix.
From the depths of her imagination, she pulls the phrase, swings and roundabouts.
You guys toddle up to the bridge and find Momo stoically bleeding in her captain's chair.
Oh, no.
She's also sewing the holes up in Francine.
Oh, I thought you were going to say in herself.
No.
That's... No. That, honestly, now, that would be hardcore.
Yeah.
Pretty cool. Pretty master and commander.
That's... Yeah. We just watched that.
We just watched that too. Hey, we get that reference now. Boom.
Yeah, I'm gonna do a healing check.
Okay.
Whoa, mo. Oh.
So
gonna use my gambit.
Yep.
Sawbones.
Yes. Sawbones.
I'm a skilled doctor. I always have the upper hand on healing rolls or checks related to medicine.
Great. Mm. So you give me a savvy check, Poe, and Momo, can you give me a muscle check?
Yep. I don't have anything in muscle. That's fine. Five? That doesn't seem great.
Okay. That's an 11.
An 11. Okay, so Momo, you can restore a D3 of heart to yourself.
Ooh!
Nice.
Further to my gambit, it says, in addition, at the end of each session, which I should have read and remembered at the end of the last one, I guess, roll a savvy check if any of the crew need to recover heart. Roll against the odds if you need to recover heart. If successful, you do not accrue any debt for recovering heart for this job. You managed your medical supplies and resources efficiently.
Great.
Okay. And I'm down 3 hearts, so I would like to roll against the odds to recover my own heart if possible.
I will allow you to do that now.
Thank you. Can I canonically heal myself?
Yes, I think you can.
Okay.
You just have to make both checks. You have to make a savvy check and a muscle check yourself.
Mm.
Who's so strong? Bo is.
Poe has done its fair share of, like, can do minor repairs on himself, bashing out little dents and things like that. So I think he can heal himself
with a hammer.
I think sometimes Krevin would help as well, but now is probably not the time to approach him.
Nah. I've got some good magnets. I can just pull those dents out. Well, I only got a 4 on the savvy check, so...
Yeesh, what about...
There's no point doing the muscle one, is there?
No, if you succeed on one check, you restore a D3 of heart. If you succeed on both, you just restore a D6 of heart.
Oh, sweet.
So you could still succeed on the muscle check.
Nah.
Nope. Well, maybe you'll need to find someone to help you at the Maidstone. Speaking of which, as you look out the front window of the Moose, you can see the Maidstone satellite approaching.
Okay, Koff's first reaction to space is fairly dramatic.
Yeah, so while Poe has been healing the captain, Koff has just been freaking out.
Looking at the window, thinking about the desert and the night sky, and seeing it here but not seeing a ground anywhere. Yeah, just looking at it sort of wide-eyed. Occasionally taking another bite from the fistful of pizza. Mm-hmm. There's a lot to think about.
Oh, God. You just screwed it up into a mass in the hand.
Yeah.
That's awful. Like a pizza ball.
Yeah. Oh, it's beautiful. Stop being such a frigid pizza person.
You almost call me a frigid pizza bitch.
I did.
No, I could feel you hovering on the edge of that one.
Oh, man.
A lot of strong emotions coming out in this game.
A lot of strong emotions coming out, everyone. Look, I'm struggling here a little bit, guys, because I've got Empire magazine here, and I've just noticed that it says Jerry Seinfeld on his Pop-Tart movie at the top.
Jesus.
What am I supposed to do with that? Guys?
You use that.
I'm furiosa.
Use that for Koff seeing space for the first time.
Yeah, those
wow,
two emotions.
Wow, the possibilities.
Uncomparable.
Eli probably notices that.
Jerry Seinfeld confusion.
Yeah. And he just goes, I know. It might look lonely, might look huge, but in another way, it's beautiful like no world ever could be. Maybe not now, but
Maybe one day. It's a comfort.
Koff just looks at just how many sort of little specks of light and little worlds there seem to be around.
Mm.
And yeah, remains fairly quiet.
He lowers the tray of pizza.
She looks at you, but then raises the pizza fist up, and it's like in a sort of thanks, but I'm fine.
I'm good.
I'm good.
He goes to bump your fist with the fist of his that is currently holding pizza.
She bumps that and sort of nods in recognition that this is correct.
Yeah. And Eli, not wanting to ruin a good thing, sort of looks you in the eye and nods, and then puts his fistful of pizza in his mouth.
Yay.
Hooray.
She looks back into space and then belches, but then looks surprised to have done so.
Yeah, it'll make you do that.
As you approach the Maidstone station, you relinquish the controls of the Moose to the auto-parking systems of the satellite, and you are gently pulled into an open docking bay.
What?
Service satellites such as this are always bustling with people, getting their ships looked at, grabbing a meal, or conducting less than legitimate business.
That's my favourite.
With a hefty funk, not quite as smooth as one of Momo's normal landings, because Momo doesn't have control at this point.
Mm-hmm.
But the ship finds ground again, albeit more metal ground in space for you, Koff. And you are parked. You hear the sound of footsteps swiftly padding on the metal of the ship, and as you look out the window, you see that Krevin has dropped off the ship very quickly and disappeared into the crowd.
Okay. Jeez, Krev.
Oh, dang it. I was gonna... Krevin.
He's gonna give him an on-station beating. Beatings don't count when they're on the station.
What happens in Maidstone Station stays in Maidstone Station. I was gonna be nice to him. Well, I'll just store that away.
Let it fester.
You don't want to waste that.
Let that positivity become a bit toxic.
Yeah.
So, what would you all like to do? Koff, do you want to exit the ship?
Not particularly, I think.
No.
Just stares furtively out of the window at the whole thing. What here? What's here?
Quite a lot. Supplies. Food. Place to rest your head. Though they don't take too kindly to it.
Food we're after? Then she holds out the fist. Which is now... There's not much pizza left in there now. It's just kind of nasty.
It's always just been kind of nasty.
Nasty fist.
Sorry to break it to you.
It's nastier.
I mean, there's all kinds of stuff. Some of it might surprise you. It's an adventure.
It's not sand, then surprising.
Well, yeah. I mean, we could get you sand if that's going to ease the transition onto this ship.
Got sand.
Got sand, right.
She holds up the other fist. Full of sand.
Nice.
Well, I mean, I was thinking, Captain, maybe there's something we get to, as I said, ease the transition onto this shit for Koff. I mean, I don't know, but I mean, we might be able to find some plant life on the black market. Something that breathes.
Big bag of builder sand.
One of my hobbies is flora and fauna liberation.
Oh, I remember.
It's on
now.
My sheet. I'm going to say I find them and release them back on their home planet.
Oh, that's nice. That's
nice. Well, maybe we find something just to make this ship a little nicer for people who don't usually spend all their time on ships, you know?
Yeah, I reckon we could probably do that.
Yeah.
Have I been sewed up now?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Pizza runs, you know. A close-up shot of a thread from a needle being cut with the pizza slice.
Yeah, nice.
And then you're done.
Good to go.
Well, thanks to you, Poe. Thank you very much, mate.
You're welcome. Take it easy, Captain.
Mo puts on her jacket, and then her finger catches something, and she realizes she's missed a hole to sew up. Mm. She's well miffed about it, but she'll sew it later.
All right. Poe, you go and find yourself someone who'll fix you up?
Yes. And I can get my lungs.
That's right.
So I can smoke.
That's right.
Remember.
Did say that.
Please pick me up some cigarettes. I don't know which ones to choose. Buy me some nice ones, please.
Well, why don't we go choose together, Poe?
Yay. That would be nice.
Right? Wouldn't that be nice?
I'm so excited to start smoking.
Oh.
Me too, little buddy. Me too.
Okay.
Let me off the ship. I am ready to go.
So, where are you heading first? Are you going to stick together as a group?
Yeah.
We could start exploring. So, as if, you know, it would give you an opportunity to just tell us what we see as we walk past. And then
you could maybe just drop Poe at a garage.
Yeah.
Or a
garage, fucking... You know, it's just gonna be like secondhand shop.
Yeah,
scrap. Yeah,
some sort of the mechanical engineering place.
Yeah,
pick him up again later.
Do you have any new ones of these? No. We'll have this one repaired then, please.
It's only economical. I recommend you just scrap it.
Well, the area you are docked in has repair bays. It's quite often that ships will come in and immediately need to be fixed up. So as you totter off of the Moose, a man in sort of greasy overalls looks over it and goes, you need anything done, Captain?
Just to clarify, is the name of the service the repair bays, and it's B-A-E-S? And they're
hotties.
It's hotties to do repairs.
Ooh. Yeah, he's not wearing a shirt under his overalls, and his overalls are not buttoned up all the way. And you see you can just see the tops of his pecs.
Yeah.
Oh my god, the repair bays.
Mo assesses the situation for a moment and thinks, we'll go with this one.
Yeah, by which you mean that guy.
That guy. Yeah, mate, that'd be great. Thank you. We've got my mate Poe over here.
Oh, hello. Yeah.
Oh.
A gesture to Poe. He's a little bit banged up. Would you mind looking after him for a bit?
He looks a little bit taken aback by the fact that this is not a ship, but a pizza oven. And then he's like, actually, it'll be super easy to buff this out. I got the tools.
Appreciate that.
I don't often get asked to fix people's microwaves, I guess. the microwave bit still works, right?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Oh. Yeah, sorry about that. He's... sent in, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Turret Anderson is his name.
Oh, I forgot they did this for that one generation. Such a gimmick.
Okay, yeah. Sure, yeah. I'll fix him up, mate, yeah.
Yay.
Appreciate that.
Nice.
Also, I would like to speak to you about some lungs.
What's that now? You three continue on out of the... repair bay. And as you exit the docking area, the smell of oil and metalwork is replaced as the pleasantly odorful steam of the many varied food stalls hits your olfactory senses.
Cough is fairly overwhelmed.
Yeah, that'll do it.
She's brandishing her stick.
Hold that pizza close to your nose. Mask all the other smells.
This is probably also the most people you've ever been around, Koth.
Oh, yeah.
As someone that like to keep to themselves, there is just a hustle and bustle of people moving to and fro between the stalls and back out into the docking area.
Yeah. It's safe?
Yeah, mate, it's all good.
Oh, yeah. No doubt.
Weird.
Yeah, I bet it must be.
So many.
Yep, there's many more where that came from. A lot of people out here.
So many, like none.
Yeah. Just think of them as grains of sand. Just moving about.
Well, that's nice. Oh, I like that.
Reckon we could take them.
Yeah, well, about that, most of these folks, they don't mean you no harm. And the ones who do, they ain't dumb enough to start something in the Maidstone service satellite of all places.
Some bloke walking past. What was that, mate?
I said, keep fucking walking, buddy.
Oh, okay.
All right. Let's cool it.
16 rounds of combat later. As I was saying.
Nope. That's just how some folk like to talk around here. They just sizing you up, that's all. But you don't have to worry about that. Not with all the lighted cocoa around.
Okay.
Thing is, though, these smells, it might smell like one big smell to you, I suspect anyway. But, in a way, those smells, they're people too, with their own personalities. Personalities. Yeah, I can say that word.
Cough stares entirely at you. Smell folk.
Pretty much.
Okay.
I mean, how hungry are we talking? I know you're pretty full of cheese, but I would hate to pass up a And he looks over. Fraglorglob.
Fraglorglob.
When you get the chance.
She looks at her, like, greasy fist and kind of rubs her stomach and says, what?
Oh, yeah.
thing.
Yeah, we might want to find a few jerry cans.
Yeah. You have a few options. You can get, as you say, you can restock the water supplies on the ship, but that will be through the docking bay area. You could go ask the bay to fill that up. There's a news agent that sells incredibly overpriced bottled water. And then there's a bar where you could get any number of drinks, including water.
Quick observation. Water is literally the only thing Koff knows exists, so...
Yeah. Okay.
Well, I was going to say, is there a diner or something where we just go and get Koff like a glass of water with ice in it and a straw?
You could also dream bigger and introduce the concept of other drinks.
But why would you do that, Paul Salt?
That's true. It's literally all you need.
You can see where that goes. We start with the water.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, come on. What about this place, Kem?
Yeah, it looks all right, I suppose. I'm going to have a... get the rest of our supplies that we need, and I'll meet you back here.
Right. Okay.
We got paid for that job, by the way.
Oh,
came in
nice.
Real quick, which is nice. Got a thumbs up review. Pretty good.
Oh, nice. I like that.
Not sure on the actual text of the review, but hey, I'll take the thumbs up.
Oftentimes, most people don't even check those reviews. They just check the thumb.
I think so, too. Well, I hope so. Otherwise, they might think we're just one really brave boy.
What?
One brave boy, one coward, one pizza oven.
Oh, fuck.
Perfect team.
Perfect.
Could you just stock up on smokes? I'm running out. I rage smoked quite a few back on the ship.
Absolutely gonna go and get some darts.
You know my brand, it's Evergreen.
I do.
Great.
All good, mate. I'll get you some.
Okay.
Well, look after Koff.
Koff is staring at a guy dressed as like a peanut trying to advertise peanuts.
Well,
make sure she doesn't hit anybody with that stick, yeah?
Fuck it now.
As you know, mascots are incredibly prevalent in this universe. Oh, yeah. Please describe this peanut more to me, Paul.
Just a dude and a big peanut.
Does the peanut have a face? Does the peanut have a hat?
Is it just
a huge peanut?
Is he wearing a monocle?
The peanut has a giant face.
Okay.
There is a top hat. There's no monocle.
Okay.
And there's a little like vision bit where the mascot inside can see through, but that's like the forehead. The whole body is like the face. So it looks like
a Mr. Potato Head.
A big peanut with a face. Yeah, but with arms coming out like up here.
Howdy, have you ever tried Petey's Peanuts before? It's the best peanuts in the universe.
Oh, I mean, I have, but Koff, did you get peanuts on the desert?
You what?
It's the salty treat the entire family will love. Petey's Peanuts.
I mean, it's pretty much the opposite of water, but hey, Koff, this is called treating yourself. Yeah, we'll take a bag of peanuts.
Wonderful! I'm offering free samples today of Petey's Peanuts!
Oh, that's...
Please take them from the pouch around my waist! It's not weird!
Alright.
You're making it weird.
Eli looks down at Koff and goes, I'll do this.
She points at the pouch. Treating yourself?
Not yet.
Step one of treating yourself.
Surely you know that one already. What else is there to do in the desert?
Treat yourself to another lick of the candy toad. Okay. Eli digs around the peanuts pouch.
That's right. Help yourself to some of Petey's peanuts.
The ones on the bottom are the saltiest. dig deep now.
Oh, I see. They're loose. Right. Okay. Is there a limit?
No limits when it comes to Petey's peanuts.
Koff just nods. Treating yourself.
That's right. As you just said, Salt, you know, or I don't know if Salt or Sarah said it, but he digs around at the absolute bottom and just like cups from the bottom of the pouch up to collect as much of the loose salt as possible.
Paul is always talking about the benefits of a high salt diet.
And it's
I'd say 75% peanut and 25% salt. If anything, it's like a salt bed.
Nice.
And he, yeah, extends his open palm to cough. Oh, wait. And he, yeah, he takes a peanut from the top of the pile, pauses, dips it in the salt that's also on his palm. This means better.
It's a lot of salt.
Pops it in his mouth, chews, eyes shut. Oh my.
It's good.
It's just what I needed after a gangland style execution. I'm really not over that. Anyway.
Queso.
Queso. Queso indeed. Now you try, Cough.
Cough also pinches a peanut and dips it into the salt. And then stares at it. Her stomach makes a noise that is not one of enthusiastic welcoming.
Oh.
Nevertheless, she looks at your earnest face and decides, at the peanut's earnest face, he's also staring at the salt.
It's not wrong.
So earnest, all around.
Please enjoy.
Treat yourself, and then eats it.
No.
It's good. Zar's better.
Oh.
Well, you picked up on that pretty fast.
Oh. Well, peanuts aren't for everyone. Petey away.
And he just sort of waddles.
She waves. Petey away.
All right, well.
He's in crew?
I mean.
Yes.
Can we pick up mascots along the way?
We'll see. I have a feeling we haven't seen the last of Peanut Man.
Peanut Man.
I didn't get his name.
Petey.
P.T. the Peanut Man. I have a feeling we'll see him again.
Okay, sir.
The big bad. I agree, Sarah. Sarah's nodding.
Sarah's nodding. She's doing that nod that she does.
She's saying, definitely watch out for P.T. P.T. the Peanut Man. He's going to haunt you for the rest of the game.
P.T. the Peanut Man.
Momo.
Yes.
As you go.
I'm sorry. Now we're singing the P.T. the Peanut Man song.
Don't interrupt, Sarah. Please.
To collect supplies for the ship.
Yes.
You feel a hefty, meaty hand gently rest upon your shoulder.
Oh.
And
oh.
A disarmingly warm voice says, well, if it isn't my favourite captain, how are you, Momo?
Oh, God, do I like this person?
Well, you turn to see Ezra Graves, the owner-operator of this very satellite who you've done business with in the past. He's well-dressed and well-fed, but I will leave it up to you whether you do like this man.
Mo just drops the shoulder a little bit to turn around. Drops the shoulder.
So fucking cool.
Ezra, where are you going, mate?
Oh, I'm doing just fine, Momo. How about yourself?
Yeah, doing good, mate. Just, you know, getting some supplies as usual.
Oh, just some supplies? That's all you're here for?
That's right. That's what I said. Yep.
Oh, well then. I don't suppose you have the time for a little job. Just a little job, Momo.
Ezra, last time you told me this was a little job, didn't turn out to be so little.
Oh, no. That was a misunderstanding, Momo.
A misunderstanding in how both of us view the word little?
A misunderstanding on the complications that would arise.
Right. Mo just looks to the side for a minute. Just watching people go past. What's the job paying, Ezra?
Oh, let me think. I think I could stretch to 5 credits.
I forget how much that is in real life, in space life. Is that a lot?
Yeah, you got paid 2 credits for the Duggan brothers job.
All right. Mo thinks about it because obviously we could use the extra cash. Now we've got an extra body on board. All right, Ezra. What is the job?
Simply put, you'd be transporting some cargo to an associate of mine on Apogee 12.
And what does this cargo consist of?
Momo. You know better than to ask.
Yes, I do, but I don't know better when it comes to you, Ezra.
Oh, Momo. Well,
all the same, just thought I'd try it out.
Let's just say that this particular gargoyle would definitely break the terms and conditions of the fundamental app.
Right.
All right, Ezra. If I don't know, I don't know. And therefore, I can dump it if I need to. It's all right.
Say it ain't so, Momo.
Just pull on your leg, mate. Just pull on your leg. Don't worry about it. Mo doesn't skimp on a job.
Oh, Momo, this is why you're my favorite captain.
Yeah, don't I know it.
You know what, Momo? You know what? Just for making an old man laugh, I'm going to waive your docking fees today.
That's very kind. Look, I got to collect some supplies.
Yes.
And then I'm going to swing by Beacon Bar. What was the bar?
It is now.
Yeah. All right, Beacon Bar. Swing by Beacon Bar and pick up a couple of shipmates. Can you get that cargo ready in 30 minutes, mate? Or do you need a bit longer than that?
I'm well aware of the moose. My workers at the repair bay, I can get some bays to start putting the cargo onto the moose as we speak.
All right, man. That's, you're already doing it right now, aren't you? You've already started.
I am, Momo. The minute you landed, Momo.
Honestly, mate, you cannot just keep going into people's ships. I know this is your station, but...
When you click accept on the dockings...
Gotta read those T's and C's.
You got it in the fucking... Got a fucking terms and conditions now. Jesus, Ezra. You're going to get in shit for this one day, mate. You're going to get somebody who isn't too nice, and they're going to kick up a stink.
Well, then... They'll never leave the station.
Whoa, okay.
All right, yep. That was menacing. I accept that. Ah, God damn it. Where'd you say it was going?
Apogee 12.
What's your contact's name?
Meredith Gran.
All right, mate. Did you put the job on fundamental? Shall I accept it?
Oh, no, I prefer...
Oh, wait, no, hang on. You said it doesn't...
I prefer a handshake. I prefer my deals in person, Momo.
Yeah, all right, Ezra. You got my bank details still? Can you transfer that stuff when I'm done?
Yes, of course.
All right, all right. I extend my hand.
And you feel just the, like, tightest handshake as his hand completely envelops yours. And it vigorously shakes it up and down, like, Momo.
Well, Ezra, mate, I have just been stitched up. Let's turn that down. I think you might have ripped a couple stitches there, mate.
I apologize, Momo.
It's all good, mate. I'm all right. It's all good. I think I'm just bleeding a little bit through my shirt.
Oh no, Momo.
So you are able to pick up the supplies and head back to the Beacon Bar.
All right.
Where, Koff, you have just been provided with a tall glass of water with ice in it.
Ooh.
And a straw, which is probably another thing that you may or may not have ever used.
Yeah.
She intuits the straw. It makes sense. The tube to get past the weird hard water on top.
Yeah. Yeah, and he like sort of holds a finger up and goes, whiskey.
Fair.
In a dirty glass.
Weird.
The bartender squints and looks at you. It's like, what?
Whiskey in one of your normal glasses.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Like a normal person, yeah.
Yeah.
Koff looks at you and gestures towards her drink. Says, back home. Too hot for this.
Oh, I'm sorry, Koff. Is this bad?
Good.
Oh, right.
Hurts a bit.
Up in here, he says, like tapping where his brain is.
She points at her throat.
Oh, right. Well, this one will come later. The other one, I mean, I guess you'll get used to it.
She winces a little at some bloke shouting from the other end of the bar and then looks back at you and says, "Hurts out here."
Aww.
Yeah, I bet it might.
It's okay.
Look, I tell you, I mean, this is a lot of stuff you'll get used to, but it's kind of interesting having someone point out this stuff that, you know, I just take for granted. It is kind of loud. And I mean, he holds up the glass of whiskey in this not too dirty glass, and these guys don't understand the West at all. They had me with a saloon door. Like, Kauf, there's a lot out there that might hurt going down, but some of those things ain't too bad. Like, look at that guy. The one who's just yelled something. Have a banana. Like, I don't know what he's saying. I had never heard that dialect before, but look at him.
Familiar.
Yeah, right. I mean, he might have no teeth. Might be blind in both eyes, but look at him. Don't he look happy?
Shoving a drink into his face. Does.
Yeah.
Does, innit?
I mean, he looks and sounds kind of rough, but sometimes rough things ain't too bad. Sometimes you take on a bit of rough, you just wear it, you know?
He sort of caresses her sand sack reassuringly.
Like, oh, hey. He holds up his hands. I bet you've got one or two calluses on those hands. Gripping that staff of yours.
She rubs at the calluses a little bit.
Yeah. See, those things are rough. They came from pain. But now, your hands are tough. And tough out here, that's good. I'm waffling. I digress. Listen.
She's staring at a jar of pickled onions. She's listening. But also, she doesn't know what this means.
We're all confused by those.
Yeah.
You want to try?
She looks back and says, nah.
Right. Well, hey, Conflip, I just want to say, it has been nice having you around. It's only been a while, but it's always nice to see a new face.
She nods and then looks back at the pickled onions. Doesn't want them, but yeah, neat to look at.
Once you finish your whiskey and water at the Beacon Bar, you reconvene with Momo and head back to the repair bays to see how the repair work on pizza ovens going. And as you enter, you see sparks flying as the hot repair bay man buffs out the dint. And pizza oven, just with his painted on smile, just sort of vibrating.
Yay.
Oh. Oh, look at him go. I hope he got those lungs.
Hello, friends.
Hey there, little buddy.
I hope you had a successful trip.
Cough points at this process. This good?
Yes.
Okay.
Feeling so buffed. Buffed by a buff.
Can
everything.
Can everyone give me an observation check?
Ooh. Yeah.
2d6, no modifiers.
Mo has an 8.
Eli also has an 8.
3.
Poe got a 10.
Wow.
I suppose.
Got nothing else to do apart from look at stuff.
I mean, this also narratively tracks, because it probably would mean nothing to cough anyway. But above the din of the buffing and the general repairness that's happening to the ships around you, you are able to make out a familiar word being spoken from a TV on the wall. And the word is Valkverden.
Mm-mm.
Mm. Ooh.
Turn that up.
You made a device? Sure.
The repair bay looks over at the TV and then he grabs a remote from near his toolbox and clicks up on the sound a few times. And on a TV, you see a woman in a pale blue suit sat behind a desk with footage of a burning inferno playing behind her.
Our coverage of the ongoing disaster on Valkverden continues as the Disaster Relief Agency finally touches down upon the former site of the Evergreen Refinery. What is known is that some hours ago an explosion occurred, setting off a chain reaction amongst the storage tanks. These multiple explosions caused damage to the stability of the cliff on which the refinery resided, resulting in an avalanche of rock and twisted metal to rain down upon the town of Humberstone below. There is no exact count on the current death toll, but it's estimated the number is in at least the mid-triple digits. We go live now to a press conference with Montgomery St. Andrews, CEO of Evergreen.
And the footage cuts to a gaunt and proper little man in a perfectly tailored emerald green suit, stood very straight and to attention behind a podium that has clearly been built to his exact specifications so as to make himself look appropriately tall.
Of course, it's too early to speculate on the cause of this explosion, but needless to say, Evergreen will be launching a full investigation into the Future Energy Solutions Division to root out any wrongdoing, skullduggery, or negligence. And of course, we will be supplying any and all resources to the DRA in order to save as many of our valued employees as possible. Thank you.
Oh no.
Shit.
I mean, you gotta admit, this is pretty bad.
Yeah, it is not good.
Unfortunately, Koff hasn't really understood or followed any of this. She's too busy looking at the pickle jar she took from the bar.
Thief!
Uh-oh. Apparently, being a sad space cowboy ain't all that. I hope we don't all die. Next time on Orbital Blues, who are Nell Heald as Captain Maurice Richards, Paul Goodman as Eli DeCoco, Jen Blundell as Pizza Oven, Paul Salt as Koff, and Sarah Keep as everyone else. Music and editing by me. Thank you, as always, for listening, for being amazing. That uptick of listeners has been consistent. Thank you so much. If you want to do us a solid, check out Orbital Blues by Soul Muppet Publishing, who have been completely amazing, out of this world, in assistance and promoting, and just for creating this gorgeous looking, amazingly fun to play game. We have an affiliate link in the episode description, so why not click on that link that I just mentioned moments ago and get yourself a copy there. And if you want to help us out in another way, also involving money from you, you can support us on Patreon at patreon.com/questfantastic, where for as little as $1 a month, everybody gets access to our fortnightly talkback Gab Quest, which gets personal, weird and grammar based, and one shots, one-on-one thingos, other things involving the word one. Thank you so, so much to everybody who has already become a patron. And if you just want to support the main show, or if money's a little tight, or insert reason, yet you hate me and my whole aura, that's totally fine. Thank you for being so honest with me, to my face, of all things. Just keep on being the amazing, huge, grumpo space cat lord that you have been so far. If you want more from us, you can go on our Discord, chat about the episode and other things. Check out the episode description and the website for links to Roll Plus Heart, the queer actual play podcast featuring award-winning podcasters Jen and Sarah. You can check out Jen and the Film Critic, where Salt and award-winning podcaster Jen talk about films. Check out One Good Thing, where Salt and I, friends of the award-winning podcasters Jen and Sarah, find the good things in bad movies, and much, much more, I'm sure. So yeah. See you in some other space station, some other space time, specifically Monday, the 6th of May, which is the day that we will see you in space.